Hi guys, you're welcome to another episode on Chatterbox with me day. Today I'm not alone. Today I have a guest, not a guest in my own life, but a guest to you guys. And we're going to be talking on a few things, just an unedited conversation between myself and my cousin. His name is Moyosore, and I'm going to let him introduce himself for now.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Ariel Miosore, currently studying geography in the University of Ibadan, and I'm in my final year.
Okay, Moyo, thank you very much for coming on the podcast. So I just wanted to ask your view on life. What do you think? How has life treated you thus far? How have your experiences in life shaped your thought process and your school of thought?
Okay, life. Basically, I feel life is fucked up. Life is stressful. In fact, let me just say, to me, I feel life is meaningless. I don't see any point for life. But it's all it is. We gotta live life. We gotta enjoy. We gotta keep pushing till the last day when God comes. So that's just what I feel about life.
Okay. It's not suicidal, though. You should not be thinking that when you're suicidal. No, it's not suicidal. It's just that's how he is. Okay, so are you in a relationship?
No, not at all.
Why are you in a relationship?
Well, basically the reason why I'm not in a relationship is because I'm not in for commitment. I just want to freelance, live life and just enjoy. That's basically the type of person I am right now.
Okay, so does it bother you that some of the people in your age bracket, some of your friends, some of your classmates, your twin sister? Oh, by the way, Muya is a twin. That's a fun fact. Your twin sister or your cousins, anyone around you, does it bother you that, oh, they're in a relationship, oh, they're all loved up, oh, they're this, oh, they're that? Does it bother you?
No, it doesn't, because I'm this type of person that the things around me, I don't let it trouble me. The only competition I have is myself. So that's basically the type of person I am. If you like, I have 1 million followers. If I just have 2 followers and they are behind me, I'm good to go. So that's just the type of person I am.
But don't you think that kind of lifestyle or that quote that gets you going, don't you think that it's a little bit too cliche?
It might be cliche, but I just feel it's better, because if you start looking at people around you, you won't make it in life. Because it's not all quotes, Abby. How do they say it? It's not everyone. Okay, let me just say in Yoruba, Ika or Dogba, all nails are not equal. All figures are not equal. So that's just it. So I don't use what people or what is happening around me to judge my life.
Okay, so what are your principles? What are your core values? No, don't let me say principles. What are your core values? What are the things that you hold dear?
Hold dear as well, like.
What are your core values? What are the things that push you to get out of bed in the morning?
Oh, okay. What pushes me to get out of bed is, I'm actually an hardworking type of person. No matter the time I sleep, I wake up before 8. So hard work is just what gets me going. Hard work. And I have to make it in life. So hard work.
So you're one of those people that say I cannot be poor in my life.
I can't be poor by God's grace.
Okay, so another question is, do you feel like, for, okay, you have said it before, but I still feel the need to ask, your twin sister and yourself, do you guys compare progress? And I'm saying, when I say compare progress, I mean that, do you guys does your twin sister's progress or does your own progress push each other to like do well or do better?
Well, I think right now there's no one that is above anyone. Funny enough, our boy is in an iPhone 6S we're both in 400 level. Probably we have the same amount in our bank account. So we're probably just on the same level. I can't say one person's higher than the other.
No, that's like I'm saying that. Do you people's, if she's doing well in school, or okay, for instance, you guys are both in geography, for instance, if she gets an higher score in a test that you both take, does it push you to say, oh, I must do better next time?
Or okay, like I've told you earlier on, I'm not this type of person that use what people want.
No, but this is not somebody now. This is your twin sister. You guys share the womb. Guys are the same. Yeah, like, yeah, one. Until you marry, at least.
Irrespective of the person, my sister, my brother, anybody. I don't use what is happening in their present life to judge my own life. I just try to push my own self personally. She get my points. Mm. So even if she gets better, it's just me. I'll just take a look at my own personal self. I'm not using her own score or results to judge my own life. She understand my points.
Yeah. Okay. So based on this now, what is your thoughts or what are your thoughts on family? What do you think of the unit of family? I mean your nuclear and as well as your extended family. What are your thoughts on family?
Okay, family. Well, family is not bad. Nuclear family is a very, very good one because you have your brother, you have your sister, you have your parents. And it's very good for your parents to keep supporting you, your siblings to just keep supporting you, whatever you want to do. But extended family, I think extended family is quite fucked up. You just have funny set of cousins, funny set of aunties and uncles that just feel they can just misbehave. So I think extended family, I don't buy the idea. I just try to keep it amongst my nuclear family enough. I be alone and few extended family that are ready to help and support whatever I want to go into.
Okay, do you see yourself as an entitled person? Because you're saying that some of your uncles and aunties fuck up and all that kind of thing. Do you see yourself or any other member of your family as entitled?
Well, entitled. Do I see myself? No, I don't. I don't see there are some basic things they should do as my uncle.
And basic things like?
Basic things like call me or something like, okay, advise me, show me the way of life and the important things. But they don't. They just leave someone to just leave. I know they are not my parents, but still, they should take conscious effort.
You feel
efforts.
Like there's an obligation, that they have an obligation.
That's why they are my uncle.
Okay, let me break it down. Do you feel like they should be there to guide your steps so that the mistakes that they have made, you don't make it as
exactly,
well?
Exactly, that's my point. At least they show me, okay, this is the way. This way is bad, this way is good.
But as the kind of person that you are, sorry to cut short, the kind of person that you are, being strong-headed and all, do you feel like you are going to be able to take that? Do you feel like that?
It's quite sad that people around me, people I'm living with presently, they see me as a strong-headed person, but basically I'm not. I just try to follow what I feel is right. Everybody has his own opinion about things. So if I feel what you are telling me is good, then I'll follow it. But if I feel it is not good, then I won't follow it. I'm actually not a small boy. I'm above 20 for crying out loud. So
it's not a small boy. You're not above 20. Okay. Another question for you is your current thought state now, like. How are you feeling at the moment? What are the feelings that are going through your mind? That's going through your mind. What are your, like? Take me through what you are thinking at the moment.
So presently, I'm just thinking about passing my exams, completing my project, and coming out in flying colors. You know, I told you guys I'm in 400 level, so I just want to finish well. That's what's in my mind.
So back to the first question I asked about you being in a relationship. You said you are not a big fan of commitment. Does that mean that you're not one for marriage is not in the works, or does that mean that you're not want to get married?
Well, the truth is, if I have an option, I won't get married.
Oh, but, we have a reverend father, guys.
Well, it is written in the Bible that you just have to leave your parents' house at a point in your life and you just have to be with a woman. So this is the reason why I will marry.
Okay, speaking about the Bible. Speaking about the Bible, what are your thoughts on God? What are your thoughts on religion? You get to share with the listeners. What's your thoughts on God and your thoughts on religion?
God. God is the greatest. I believe there is God because God is really, really working wonders in my life. And about religion, well, in a country like Nigeria, religion is quite overhyped. The importance they are meant to put into other things, they put it into religion. And the thing is, God is not really a fan of religion. God just wants us to serve Him. But these days, people are already serving religion. That is why when we get to churches, the issue of wearing trousers, no wearing trousers, wearing bangles, wearing earrings and stuff like that, they have taken over the church. People are not even really studying the Bible again. People are not praying like they used to before. Let me just put it that religion has even taken over God, that is our creator in the whole system, and which is very, very bad. So I feel what I call is men of God should try as much as possible to bring back the necessary things, make God the number one, and push aside religion. Religion is just there for the fun of it.
Okay, thank you very much for that answer. If you could change one thing in your about yourself, one thing about yourself, one thing about your family, and one thing about Nigeria, and one thing about the world, what would it be?
Okay, for myself, man. Now to be your $10 son, no me, I no lie. Then, for my family, well, I would have loved to be the only child of my family.
Wow, why?
With no siblings. So that my parents will be able to spend on me and there will be more attention on me. You know, I'll just be the bad guy of the house, chilling and enjoy flexing. And but now there are four, importance no day my body, now just four of us. And for the world, Omo.
For Nigeria.
I will kill all the politicians. I will kill them. And I'll put my niggas in charge of government, man.
Oh, are you so sure that your niggas are going to do well or do better?
I feel they should do better. And if they don't, I kill them too. Anybody that misbehaves, I kill them.
So it's a military regime.
Omo, na military. Military is the way.
And what about the world?
The world. I think God created the world in a very good way, so there's nothing to change about the world.
Okay, thank you so much, Mayo, for coming on Chatterbox with me, dear. We really appreciate you. Thanks for sharing your views, thanks for sharing your thoughts. No, my cousin is not a murderer, he's not a psychotic killer, he's not on a suicide quest, he's just blunt, and that's how it is. Thank you so much, guys, for listening.
All right,
keep in touch with Chatterbox with me, dear.